Announcing from every hilltop, the gospel of Christ. Welcome to Abounding Grace. Take a moment now and join us as we unleash the riches of God's Word with Pastor Chris Gordon.
The beauty of studying the pastoral epistles is that they correct all of our false conceptions about the kingdom, about what church life is like, about the warfare to which we are engaged. We are just ignorant today as to what really church is and what happens behind the scenes and the warfare to which we have been enlisted as good soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, the pastoral epistles were given to us so that God's people would understand what those charged as pastors and elders in the life of a church are given by the Lord, what they have to face, what their responsibilities are, so that they might be good servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. The motivation here is that we would be maximally useful to the master. Because, as the apostle says here in 2 Timothy chapter 2, there are those whose message, there are those and what they speak, their message is like gangrene in the body of Christ. Like gangrene. And Paul has here said something to explain the nature of the church. In a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. That is the reality in the house. There are some who are very useful to the Lord. And then there are those who shouldn't be in the house. They are very destructive in the house, in the church. They are vessels of dishonor. Now, in verse 19, the Lord encourages the church. How can we know we're not vessels of dishonor? How can, it says here, the solid foundation of the Lord stands. The Lord knows those who are His. How do you prove that you're one of His? Verse 19 says, let those who name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. What does that look like? Well, three very practical applications are given in light of this awful reality happening in the house. And I believe that if the church sincerely honors this, if people strive for this, it makes for a very powerful, useful church to Jesus Christ. Listen to verse 21. Now, in verse 20, he says, in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Listen to what follows that. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. So did you get that? In the house, if you cleanse yourself from these, from who? From the vessels of dishonor. It's the only thing it could be. If you cleanse yourself from those whose talk spreads like gangrene in the house, those who divide the body of Christ, you're going to be a useful servant of Jesus Christ, sanctified, set apart, and useful for the master. Now, we don't realize how dangerous associations can be. I want you to listen to Hebrews 12:15. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord, looking carefully lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. You know what that just describes? If one person in the church has a root of bitterness spring up, do you know what one person can do, the damage they can do in the church body? A bitter, hard person. They are saying, be careful in the house about associations. Remember 1 Corinthians 5? I wrote to you in my epistle not to keep company with the sexually immoral people, yet I certainly did not mean with the sexually immoral people of this world or with the covetousness or with extortioners or idolaters, since then you would need to go out of the world. But now I have written to you not to keep company with anyone named a brother who is sexually immoral or covetous or an idolater or a reviler or a drunkard or an extortioner, not even to eat with such a person. So Paul says, I'm worried about those in the church acting a certain way. Their attitudes, their bitterness, their actions are very defiling in the house, in the body of Christ. I mean, this is why the old axiom goes that it was given to the Corinthians, bad company corrupts good habits, good morals. In fact, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, the apostle there says, if anyone does not obey our word in this epistle, note that person and do not keep company with him that he may be ashamed. Yet do not count him as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. So you don't have the right to call them non-brothers, but note that person. Don't keep company with that person. Hopefully, as they begin to wonder why no one wants to hang out with them, no one invites them over, as they criticize the church for being unfriendly, that's just how it goes. The light might go on that their behavior is very defiling in the body of Christ. So this is the first thing that he's saying here. That the church has the responsibility, those in the church, to cleanse themselves from people who act this way. Maintaining a pure fellowship. That's the point. A pure fellowship. So, what's the second thing the apostle says here? This comes in verse 22 of 2 Timothy chapter 2. Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. So this is really fascinating. Pursue a pure heart with the pure in heart. Paul gives the responsibility to this pastor Timothy, to the church leaders, to flee youthful lusts or desires. Now, this is something that is vitally connected to the call of verse 19, that a servant of the Lord has to depart from iniquity. Now, this is not just in the body of Christ. Here he's talking about one's own personal life. The pastoral epistles outline two qualities that are an absolute must for servants of the Lord. They are to keep their doctrine pure and their life pure. Now, the Apostle Paul had instructed this in the first letter to Timothy. If you instruct the brethren in these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of faith and the good doctrine which you've carefully followed. Then he goes on to say, for let no one despise your youth, but be an example to believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. And then it goes on to say, don't neglect the gift that is in you. Here the Apostle Paul was maintaining the important responsibility that not only are they to be strong in their doctrine, but also in their personal life. And here the Apostle says, flee youthful lusts. Now remember, Timothy was between 36 and 42 years old. So the apostle is considering this period of life as a time when youthful lusts are set strongly against young men. We're not talking about 18 to 22-year-olds. We're talking about men with families. We're talking about men who at this particular time in life, wrong desires are much stronger than when one is older. What is the temptation for a young man? There are sexual temptations. There are temptations for pleasure, for power, for possessions. This is the time when a man is in the prime of his strength. And the temptation is to have all the priorities wrong. Today we live for work, and families suffer immensely as the head of the home is a work giant pursuing that which constitutes earthly gain and pleasure. And in the process, such a man's life has little place for spiritual cultivation, growth, and love for the Lord. I mean, today, sporting activities take a higher place than the responsibility to lead and attend church for most men. Sporting events for their children. He's up early, he stays up late to work, and The reality is he's eating the bread of sorrows in his family. Sadly, the Lord is absent today in a lot of young families' homes. Sports and activities prevail. The priority of Christ and his church is secondary. The priority of nurturing growth, praying to the Lord, growing in the faith. And that's why affairs, pleasure, leisure takes a higher seat than serving the Lord. Now, this is something that is very, very important. The Lord sets apart leaders to model this so that together with those who are of a pure heart, there might be a pure fellowship every week as the church gathers, as they call upon the name of the Lord with priorities right. This is why I believe in all circumstances, even those in leadership have to show how they value Sunday, how they value the Lord's Day, they value the worship of the Lord. So this is what the apostle is charging him with. These are the desires we're tempted with as young men. And the apostle is saying, flee those, run away from those. As Peter says, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. How so? Pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace. So in other words, run after in your life that which conforms to what God loves, which is expressed in his law, faith. Live in confident trust of the promises of the gospel. Love. Have deep affection for God and those made in his image. And be peaceable to all. That's the kind of running in your life you should do. That's the kind of pursuit that should be the goal. These are useful vessels to the Lord, useful to the master. And you know, this is something very important because the Apostle Paul was always afraid of being disqualified in the things that he said and what he did and what he pursued. And this is just any given pastor's concern, that we can at any given time become disqualified, being full of hypocrisy, putting on masks. That's what hypocrisy is. It's putting on masks. I love 1 Corinthians 9. Therefore, I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I've preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. This is crucial to what he's been saying, that in a given house, dear listener, there are vessels of gold and silver, but there are also vessels of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. There are those very useful in the house who have their priorities right. And then there are some in the house who bring great shame and dishonor to the name of Christ and his church. They should not be serving in the church. They're defiling the church by their words, by their actions, by their conduct. One bitter person, remember as Hebrews says, can spring up and defile many in the body of Christ. The church of the Lord, dear listeners, is a holy communion. We forget that today, that God treasures holiness among his people. This is important. As the Lord called the church in Corinth to be holy, we are the temple of the living God. God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God and they shall be my people. Therefore, the Lord says to the church of Jesus Christ today, come out from among them. Be separate, says the Lord, in everything that you do. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Abounding Grace Radio is brought to you by the United Reformed Church here in Linden. We preach the word in season and out of season. That's our commitment. No gimmicks, preaching the gospel. 10 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. are the worship service times on the Lord's Day. LindenURC.com is the website. Thanks for tuning in. May the gospel continue to richly bless you.